Welcome to our midsummer edition of the Popcast by the Goethe Institut and Zündfunk Bayern 2, showcasing another 5 new albums from Germany in 5 different niches: indie, new R&B, electro, garage rock, and jazz. Let's start this August Popcast by taking a ride on the Peace Train off Kitty Solaris's new record, on which the Berlin native riffs on James Bond in these warring times. All aboard the Peace Train! That was Peace Train by Kitty Solaris, featuring the marvellously absurd line, "Fighting for peace is like fucking for virginity." Kitty Solaris has been putting her music out on her own label, Solaris Empire, since she started in 2006. That goes for her 9th album to date too, James Bond, from which we've just heard the number Peace Train. The 9 new tracks on the record sound more electronic than ever before. Some of them call to mind the War on Drugs, others Fleetwood Mac. The album is dedicated to Kitty's aunt, Gitta, who once brought the family a whole bunch of records, a gift particularly appreciated by her father, who made music on weekends.
My father made a lot of music on the side, as a solo entertainer. Besides his job as a civil engineer, he used to play at lots of weddings and parties too, mostly cover versions. Various people, including my aunt Gitta, to whom this album is dedicated, brought their record collections over to us. There were records by ABBA, the Bee Gees, Leonard Cohen, Simon and Garfunkel, The Doors, and many others.
That was Kitty Solaris talking about her childhood initiation into music. Kirsten Hahn, that's her real name, started making music in her free time while studying non-European ethnology at uni. She's always been into Native American culture and beatniks and hippies too.
Das übergeordnete Thema des Albums ist Frieden und Kommunikation.
I think the overarching theme of the album is peace and communication. I want it to put across a vibe of love, peace, happiness, and plenty of summertime lightheartedness. And for it to follow in the footsteps of the beatniks, who were the forerunners of the hippies. I find the hippie movement very inspiring. Musicians like John Lennon, Melanie and Jim Morrison were already advocating for peace back then. Most people want peace and a good life. So I think if that's what many people want, then it's a real utopia. And the James Bond character, if you ask me, is meant to be tongue-in-cheek. The movies are peppered with irony and humour. The fact that James Bond can extricate himself from the hairiest situations is something I find very interesting and inspiring. Maybe we can all be a bit like James Bond.
Insofern können wir vielleicht alle ein bisschen wie James Bond sein.
That was again Kitty Solaris talking about her latest album entitled James Bond. It marks the end of an era for this born and bred Berlinerin. Her longtime producer, Damien Press, together we were a dream team, she says, has gone back to his native Australia. So now we look forward to seeing, or rather hearing, what comes next for Kitty. She'll be playing Berlin and Poland this year, though not really showcasing her new album till next year's tour. Her fellow Berlinerin, Anna von Raison, or AVR for short, gets around a lot too.
In the sentimental moon, I can see the stars come through my room while your loving attitude is like a flame that lights.
Breaking the moon.
That was a rather Duke Ellington-esque tune called Stars in the Room by AVR. Anna von Raison crosses continents and styles. A Berlin-born and raised pianist, she enjoys making music in the US too. She also played with the German Symphony Orchestra and for a French fashion house. Von Raison studied jazz piano in Amsterdam and New York and has worked with Philip Glass, who released his reworking of his Etude 2 on his label. What an honour. And now for her first full album. Over in America, Rolling Stone magazine hails AVR as the most exciting new avant-gardist in today's pop world. Anna's from a musical family. It all started with a piano in their living room.
Ich würde sagen, in Bezug aufs Klavier ist es definitiv so, dass in unserem Wohnzimmer
a very old piano and a very bad piano, but it's beautiful, with lots of marquetry, beautiful woodwork and candlesticks on top. But none of us could play it until I started plonking around on it and said I wanted lessons. My mom said I could start taking lessons only if I kept playing all the way through high school. She was a presenter on NDR Radio and had an incredibly broad taste in music for the extremely good stuff.
Tatsächlich einen wahnsinnig breiten Musikgeschmack hatte von extrem guten Dingen.
Her mother gave her a taste for classical, jazz and soul music. But Anna von Raison also digs rap and contemporary R&B, acts like Kendrick Lamar, Frank Ocean and SZA. AVR's first album is called Salvation. It's modern R&B. The tracks are steeped in the autotune spirit of the present day and age, as well as in the music of good old Stevie Wonder. Anna's debut was inspired by one of the greatest jazz albums of all time.
Auf einer abstrakten Ebene habe ich immer wieder an Love Supreme von John Coltrane gedacht.
On an abstract level, I kept thinking about John Coltrane's A Love Supreme because it's so incredibly free and imbued with so much spirituality. My album title, Salvation, is meant as a quest for the same. In other words, looking for a place to lay down one's burden, the heavy load of the past, and give oneself over to lightheartedness and warmth. This came after a few incredibly hard blows my family and I have suffered over the past few years, misfortunes we couldn't have imagined happening, and which we're living with, have to live with, now. Hence the longing for softness and salvation. Salvation in the collective sense too, especially in the current political situation. I have Palestinian and Jewish friends in Berlin, friends from Africa and so on. It boils down to the eternal theological question, the theodicy problem. How can there be so much suffering in the world?
Ewige Frage, meinetwegen ins theologische gedacht, das Theodizee-Problem, wie kann es so viel Leid geben in der Welt?
That was Anna von Raison talking about the existential issues underlying her Salvation album. One song of hers ended up in an American film, by the way. Additionally, she once played in a studio for Charlotte Gainsbourg. And now she works as a music curator in Berlin and for Parisian fashion labels. So how would her mother, a former radio presenter, put it? Well, we'd put it like this. AVR's debut is the first highlight in what we hope will be a long international career. Anna von Raison doesn't have a booking agent yet, but she would like to present her album live. Nudge, nudge, say no more. If you want to see our next featured artist live, you're more likely to catch him playing drums for the Hamburg band Die Sterne. Jan Philipp Janssen has only played a couple of gigs so far with his own project Dumbo Tracks, but here's a taste of his new Dumbo Tracks album.
glass legs, a painted face, red lace spread across the bed. She unfolds herself from the sheets. Scratched on your skin, sugar between your toes, wainscoting in your new hot body, all undressed for nothing. Sip on the wave of her, sip on the wave of her, flowing gown with oozing sores formed. Stitched on scrap muslin, it told her to get her dish in order. Face squished face, double jewel pulls together. She pumped you from a lotion bottle and spread you across her skin. You smell like peach. The dust bunnies giggle to each other.
Glass legs.
Now, what would Klaus Dinger of Neu and La Düsseldorf fame, arguably Krautrock's most influential drummer, have said about this beat? Probably the same as Dinger described his own or Krautrock groove as a long, straight line, though it's internationally known nowadays as the Motorik beat. In other words, steady 4-4 time, a continuous pulse with only minimal fluctuations, as on the song we've just heard, Daughter of Flood, by Dumbo Tracks from Cologne, featuring Ruby Fegan, an American singer in the post-punk band Smile. Getting back to Dumbo Tracks, Jan Philip Jansson used to play drums in Die Sterne and in the Cologne bands Von Spa and Urlaub in Poland. Now he's producing for other musicians and becoming a solo artist who's really been hitting his stride lately. His debut album featured guest vocals by Markus Acher of the Nordtwist and Julian Knot of Die Nerven, as well as a remix by DJ Kotze. What about his new record called Move With Intention?
Zum neuen Album habe ich die bewusste Entscheidung getroffen, mich ein Stück
For the new album, I deliberately opened up a bit to musical collaboration, not just to guest vocals, but also to instrumental input from other musicians. This was after the first album, a COVID recording I made sitting alone in the studio and pushing little boxes around on the screen. For the new record, I invited all sorts of different folks into the studio to jam with me, all of which was based on a modular synth jam I once did at a beautiful spot in Italy with my co-producer Julian Stetter. That was Jan Philip Jansson talking about the new jam-packed approach on his second album as Dumbo Tracks. By the way, he says Dumbo can be pronounced the English or the German way, Dumbo. At any rate, it has nothing to do with Disney's flying elephant, or at least not much. It's because there was an ad featuring a jumbo elephant on the building next to the Von Spa band's studio. And what do a jumbo elephant and a super producer have in common? Bingo! Big ears. Which Jansson really needs, what with all the various and sundry styles he fuses into his Dumbo track sound, especially krautrock, electronica, new wave and dub.
Ich habe da eine steile These in der Beziehung, und zwar mit einer Analogie zu Dialekten.
I second that. It's analogous to dialects. I think you can only speak a dialect if you have some understanding of the local mindset. I don't want to make any sweeping generalizations, but I'd say the basic mindset in Swabia is different from, say, in Cologne. If you want to speak their dialects, you've got to get the mindset, internalize it, so to speak. I would describe musical styles analogously. Simply copying styles doesn't work. Too obvious. People can tell. I think a playful approach to styles can work, but only if you get the vibe and the mindset of the people who've made the genre what it is. We'll be putting Jan Philip Jansson's theory to the test at some point, namely that musical styles are like dialects. You can't learn them till you really feel them. This month's podcast lineup are all in the nation's capital. So now for some Berlin, punk and jazz. First up, Die Verlierer.
Yeah.
That was Die Verlierer. The band name means the losers, performing the number Fickt diese Stadt, or Fuck This Town. It's a song that rails against the rampant gentrification of the German capital.
Wir uns Räume genommen werden.
How they're taking spaces away from us. Rents are going up. Berlin is becoming less livable for artists and members of the subcultural scene. That track is a manifesto. We're going to fight back. It's still our city.
Dass es unsere Stadt bleibt.
That was Hannes Berwing of Die Verlierer, a merger of two other bands, Chuckamuck and Musker. Since they came together, Die Verlierer have made two albums that managed to forge a modern iteration of punk or post-punk without falling into the 1977 punk or 1981 post-punk retro trap. That's what makes Die Verlierer, the losers, actually winners. And what other band can boast five lead singers? Die Verlierer are big fans of Schleimkeim, a 1980s East German punk band from Erfurt. In terms of subject matter, however, Nordausgang, as the new album is called, catapults us into a punk theme shop of present day and age issues. Hannes discusses the album's political content.
Wir haben einfach jeder für sich so drauf losgeschrieben und das dann immer.
Each of us just wrote away on our own and then we brainstormed. During the writing process, we realized there's a lot going down politically these days. And then we got the feeling, or rather the powerful urge, to do something political, to write about Germany, the lurch to the right, the AfD, the angsty feeling in this society.
Wir haben den Proberaum von Thomas von den Beatsteaks.
Thomas of the Beatsteaks, let us use their rehearsal room. Thanks a bunch, Thomas. We rehearsed there twice a week in December, which is, I think, when the secret plan against Germany came out. The remigration plans hatched in Potsdam, which were totally shocking. It may have influenced the whole mood on the record, but that wasn't our concept.
Davon beeinflusst, aber es war nicht unser Konzept.
That was Oskar Wald and Hannes Berwing of Die Verlierer fleshing out the backdrop to their second album, Nordausgang, which, by the way, means emergency exit. With track titles like Albtraum, meaning nightmare, and Beton, meaning concrete, it's a song about giving in to the helplessness of hopelessness and Schrottplatz, which means junkyard, and comes across as a punk rock version of Einstürzende Neubauten. The band's 2022 debut album drew some international acclaim. With shades of both American and German influence, wrote one critic, Die Verlierer create a sound as clear as broken glass. Die Verlierer are touring Germany, Austria and Mexico this summer after playing the end of June Fusion Festival over in Mecklenburg-Western Pomerania. Which brings us to the last act of this August podcast by Zündfunk Bayern 2 and the Goethe Institute. Autumn lies ahead. Harvest time. And Ernte, the German word for harvest, is the name of a new jazz band from Berlin, as well as of their debut album. They're actually a German, Swiss and Greek quintet specialising in songs of resistance, workers' and partisans' songs, anti-racist, anti-fascist, anti-imperialist battle songs. Ernte has nothing to do with Neil Young's Harvest album or the Pink Floyd record label Harvest.
Nein! Die Band hieß lange...
For a long time the band was called Das Kampflieder Quartett. The Battle Song Quartet. But the name may have raised false expectations among the public and ultimately sounded a bit too bellicose. He narrowed the repertoire and then I got my way with the christening. That was Benjamin Weidekamp and Uli Kempendorf on the name change from Kampflieder Quartet to Ernte. Fans of Uli Kempendorf know him from his solo albums on the Munich record label Enya Yellowbird, to which Ernte assigned two. Kempendorf has also played with Seed, Rolf Kühn and Jimmy Tenner. He drew his inspiration for the name Ernte from the writings of Wendell Berry, an American poet, farmer and environmental activist, who wrote that Big Ag is stripping our fields of humus, which he feels leads in turn to cultural impoverishment. This may be a bold claim, but it's one that has stuck with many readers, including Kempendorf, who's fighting cultural impoverishment through his music. The musical references on this instrumental debut album include the tenor saxophonists Ornette Coleman and Sonny Rollins. And the whole project is a bit of a gamble. Songs of Resistance, minus the lyrics. One song on their debut album, which they play in their unique instrumental style, is called Die Moorsoldaten, in other words, the Peat Bog Soldiers. It's a protest song written in 1933 by prisoners at the Bürgermoor camp in Elmsland, a Nazi concentration camp for political prisoners in particular. Enter's clarinet version of Junge Pioniere lieben die Natur, or Young Pioneers Love Nature, also hews to their repertoire of socialist and labour songs. It's from East Germany, where Kempendorf used to sing it at school. They refer to it archly as our ecocide song. They've also unearthed some anti-militaristic brass music by Maurizio Kagel for us, one of his Zehn Märsche den Sieg zu verfehlen, or Ten Marches to Miss the Victory. Kagel, an Argentine-German classical composer, wanted to trip up the marching armies of his day and felt a dose of humour was just the right thing for such serious matters. Unfortunately, however, this is all of a piece with the currently spiralling military build-up around the world, says the band. And yet, it's not about consternation, they say, but about the impulse to break free. The album opens with Venho Mais Cinco, which means Bring Five More, by the Portuguese singer-songwriter Zeca Afonso, an iconic song of the peaceful Carnation Revolution of 1974.
Also der genießt immer noch das höchste Ansehen in Portugal.
He's still revered in Portugal. And Bring Five More became the song of the Carnation Revolution that kicked the fascist Salazar out in the 70s. The song appealed to us because it's so different from resistance and battle songs up here in our latitudes. It has lovely harmonies and an exquisite melody. The message is coded because I think you just couldn't risk more plain-spoken lyrics at the time. The meaning is, bring five more friends to the demo. That was Uli Kempendorf on Venho Mais Cinco, or Bring Five More, the opener to Ernte's debut album. And we'll be bringing five more remarkable records along in September. Meanwhile, this is Duckbill Dave Creedon signing off on the English version of Ralph Sommer's Popcast and wishing you a summer of marvellous music. Till then.